بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف أولو الشيخ أول عارف بالله رومي وقت أبريز دون عز الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصار نبر الله مركده حضرت کا کلام فیضان محبت میں شائع ہوا ہے. The title is جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ سیدنا محمد سیدنا محمد. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. اور مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم. محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. جوار محمد میں رہتے ہم، شفاعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بھی ہو نصیب، شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب، دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہم، دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہم، مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم، بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے، بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے، نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہم، نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم، اے اختر میرے قلب جائے وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب جائے وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب جائے وہاں، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوان محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو، مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم،
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. To get our success is only two things we have to have: iman and then taqwa. A person who got that, Allah makes him successful. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with iman. We have to look after it, we have to nurture it, we have to take it safely. And though it is difficult times, but Allah Ta'ala, it's not impossible. And if we make the niyat that we want to take our iman safely, and the way also of that is to acquire taqwa. taqwa is a protection for our iman. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, one person asked him that why is it for the satr to cover from the navel to the knee, when the main part is only the private part? So why till the knee? So Hazrat gave such a beautiful example. He says that the headquarters or the capital house, headquarters, parliament, that is the main, where the president is. But from far around, all the security is put all around. So for that, the security is also put all around. So taqwa is that security for our iman. And that we will get by staying in the company of the righteous and the pious. And who can be the more righteous and pious than Rasul-e-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, and who is 100% alive in his qabr. So if we go to Madinatul Munawwara, anywhere in the Masjid and Nabawi, and we make effort to be as close as possible, sit there with adab, and we keep this in mind, that, oh Allah, let the fuyus, the barakat, the tawajjuh, the du'as of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me get all that. According to that, a person will get. And especially when we go and make salatu salam, at that time, moreover, we have this in mind, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as, and it is established in the du'as that are written, that we ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make du'a for us also. So, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes du'a. And we can even ask Hazrat Abu Bakr, and we do ask, that they must intercede for us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah must keep us on Iman, Islam, die on Iman, Islam. So we should ask them also for our du'as. And particularly our du'as of deen, of akhirat, etc. Dunya's du'as also, but really that is asking, like for a very small thing. Once we get deen, we have got everything. Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mein rehte hai hum. We are staying in the neighborhood of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeh is written, Madina Munawwara ke ek alim, Hazrat Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Baland Shahri, Muhajir Madani, Damat Barakatum, now Rahmatullah Ali, ki farmaish par yeh ashar, kahe gaye. He requested Hazrat to write some ashar about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Madina Sharif, and he lived there, he passed away there. Jinhone Madina Munawwara se ye misra likh kar bheja tha, and he sent this little also poetry to Hazrat, in which he requested, Jawari Muhammad mein rehte hain hum. Now on that Hazrat prepared the whole poem. How Allah has blessed these people. And also we should remember that Hazrat, most of his poems were made 1-2 o'clock at night. Hazrat said that I didn't prepare or think of the words, but I was sleeping, suddenly I just woke up and my pen just started writing. And this was the case with Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali also. He wrote 28,500 poems. And the last poem was left half, and then that inspiration came to an end, and he didn't complete it also. Other people later completed it on his mizaj. And Hazrat also, when this was that period, that is when he wrote all his poems. After that, really, there were no poems. So this is all inspiration from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And we can benefit from it all the time. Zameen par Madina ki rehte hai hum. We are living on the land, the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. Falak par magar naaz karte hai hum. But it is like we are boasting in front of the sky that what are you? You are so high. But we are staying on the ground of Madina Sharif. What a great honor. What a great thing to be living in Madina. May Allah let us realize the value and the thought. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, just the thought of the pious brings noor in the heart. And the thought of Madina Sharif, the thought of Masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba ikram, all the battles they fought, and the qurbanis they made, how much of noor doesn't come? And this is not difficult to understand. Any person can try it out. Think of any pious person and then think what your heart's condition is. Though it's not right and good, but if you think of some evil person and look at your heart's condition. And then you will see clearly that there are these evil thoughts also that come. We should really make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. It blackens the heart. There's a real eclipse takes place here in the heart. With all this, the light. One Arab woman who was not so beautiful, in fact she was far from beautiful. She was sitting with her husband and then there was an eclipse of the sun. And she told her husband, "See how beautiful I am. Even the sun hid away when he saw me. My beauty it saw, the sun also hid away. It didn't show its beauty." So staying in Madinatul Munawwara, we boasting, so to say, in front of the skies. You might be so high and honorable, but we are living in Madina Sharif, which is even more superior than living in Makkah, in Jannatul Firdaus. In Jannatul Firdaus also, because Jannat hasn't got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our Madina, our world has got Madina Sharif, has got Madina and has got Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. Don't even ask what is our honor. That is when we know the honor. If we don't know our own honor, then it's a sad thing. If we go to Madina Sharif and we are staying there and we're going to play soccer there and we are interested in this circus and merry-go-round and all those things, then there's no value. But if we know the value of Madina Sharif, and we won't just be able to pick up, but if we know there are many people of Medina who spend the whole day in the Haram Sharif just reading Durood Sharif, and that also not sitting four-legged like this, but just like a tahiyyat position and all the time reading Durood Sharif. Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein rehte hai hum. We are staying in the neighborhood. We are staying as neighbors of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Karam hai ye malik ka ye dosto. This is the kindness of Allah. We are not fit for it. Not fit to take the name of Madinatul Munawwara. Not fit to take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. And really, in the akhirah, we will see the value of just taking the name of Madina Sharif. And the value of reading one durood also. One subhanallah. Anything, we will see the value there. Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. We are living in this city of Madinatul Munawwara. Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. My value is because of Madina Sharif. He's a Madani. Many times the taxi drivers, you ask them, "You living here?" They say, "Yes, Madani." And they are proud of it. So happy. And that is rightful to be happy. Not proud in the sense that we boast over, but happy, that joyous that Allah has kept us here in Madina Sharif. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Otherwise we got no value. Our value is because we are Allah's makhluk, Allah's banda. We are ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we cannot ever make enough shukr. And then that Allah has made us from Ahli Sunnat wal Jamaat, that we cannot make enough shukr to Allah. Allah joined us with ulama haq, the true ulama. We have got the real qualities of the Sahaba in them, radiyallahu anhum. Allah joined us with such people. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho. May Allah give us our maut in Madina Sharif, in Haram Sharif. Allah's rahmah, it's not too far-fetched that while we are reading Salatul Salam in Sajda, we get buried in Jannatul Baqi. Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai hum. That also dua we make, that Ya Allah, give my maut in Madina Sharif. First, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for the people of Jannatul Baqi. And then for the people of Jannatul Ma'ala, Makkah Sharif's Qabristan. And then all the others. But first the people of Medina. And also, there are many people, wherever they die, their bodies get transferred to Jannatul Baqi. And there are some people who are buried there and their bodies are transferred somewhere else. May Allah keep us in Medina Sharif. Wherever we die, but may Allah keep us in Medina Sharif. Yena laiqo par hai Rab ka karam. We are so useless. There is the kindness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki nagri mein rehte hain hum. We are living in the alley, the lane of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody asks you where you live, next to my house is on the same street as so and so. Now, we are living in the alleys and the roads of Madinatul Munawwara. شفاعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بھی ہو نصیب. May Allah grant us the intercession of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام is so magnanimous, so great, that the leader of the منافقین عبداللہ ابن عبی سلول ابن سلول, he, what terrible things he said about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His son was a genuine Muslim, Abdullah his name was also. And when on one journey coming back, Ansari and a Muhajir had an argument which came into a little bit of a fight, and the Ansari called for all the Ansars to come and help him, and the Muhajir called for all the Muhajirin. In other words, a big fight will take place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard, he says, what am I hearing? The talks of ignorant, days of ignorance again. They have fled up. From where has this come? Anyway, this reached Abdullah ibn Ubay Salul, the Munafiq. He became very happy that now the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are divided. They are also going to fight. So he said that when we get back to Medina, the honorable people, na'uzu billah, will take out the low, base people. He said, the Jews of Medina, together with the Ansar, with the residents of Medina Sharif, will take out the Muhajirin, and people will take out Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also told the people, don't spend on these Muhajirin. They were like refugees. They came from Makkah Sharif with nothing. They came to Medina Sharif. You are supporting them. That's why they are living. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to live also. When his son heard this, his son came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, if you give me permission, I will separate his head from his body. And he says, my clan knows there is nobody who respects, honors, serves his father as much as I do. But just for Islam, for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for Islam, he said, I'll sever his head and I'll present it to you. And if you do decide that he must be executed, then don't please give this job to anyone else. I will do this job. And the son says this. What was their love for Islam and for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Then he went to his father. And there in the desert, he took his head and he rubbed it on the ground. And he said, admit, you are the base person and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most respectable and honorable. He had no choice but to do that. When before they entered Medina Sharif, he stood at the door of Medina, gate of Medina. And he said, I won't let you enter until you admit that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is honorable and you are base. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also wanted that, no, we will tolerate him, leave him, we will tolerate him. But see that when he passed away, this munafiq, his son came and asked for the kurta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a kafan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it. Just he said, we'll make sabr, we'll tolerate. Where can we imagine this? Then he requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make janazah namaz also. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he said, no, O Allah's Nabi, you cannot make the janazah namaz of this munafiq. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've been given a choice, I haven't been forbidden. So what love for the ummah. When he knew, when Abdullah ibn Salul said this, all these terrible words, then Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, he came and he reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what he said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to come, did you say all this? And he denied flatly that I never, and he took qasam on qasam. This is the way of the munafiqeen, everything qasam. And Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't have any proof. And in that case, the custom of that person is the final word. He said, okay, accept, we accept your word. Case is thrown out. Just after that, Allah revealed the whole surah, Surah Munafiqun. And then Allah asked for Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come and read it out to him and told him, Allah has testified to your truthfulness. What was happening? And that is the same Medina we go to. There's the direct contact with Allah, with the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, it just happened. From there the messages came already. Allahu Akbar. But then Allah revealed the ayats that you don't, la tusalli ala ahadim minhum abada. That don't ever perform janazah namaz for the, in tastaghfir lahum sab'een marratan. Even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah won't forgive them. But see what a magnanimous Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How big is the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can go there And also, but this munafiqeen, they were such that at times their hypocrisy used to open up. Like at this time he spoke out. They came to know they are hypocrites, very like that they were acting like Muslims, but then it came to be known. And when the Muslims also were so concerned, and to when they were exposed, told, let's go by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will make intercession for you, he'll make dua for you, Allah will forgive you. But their condition was such, they used to say, we don't need the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waliyazu billah. And that door Allah has opened for, left open for us till today. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمَ. Allah will forgive. And till today, mashallah, whoever goes, if we prepare a little, we read the ayat there by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you intercede for us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we tell Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has said this, if we come to you and we ask you to ask forgiveness, Allah will definitely forgive. So how fortunate are we not? Also, though there is more detail in that, that وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as you are amongst them, and we tell Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are living, you are amongst us. Though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone to the other world, but he's alive in his qabr there. So you are here, and we keep on making istighfar, Allah's forgiveness will come down. Dua radin ye bhi karte hai hum. This dua we made that we get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can make it from here also. Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan sahab, rahmatullah alayh, when he used to come and read Salatul Salam at Rozai Mubarak, when he left Masjid-e-Noor, not very far, but then he should speak to the Malaika, that oh Malaika, when inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Saeed Ahmad is coming to visit you. Like that, speak and tell Allah's Malaika to take our message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him we are here, but we are sending them, make dua for us, for Allah forgives us, Allah keeps us on Islam, keeps us for to serve the deen of Islam, and let us have a mort on your kalima, on your tariqah, your millat. Madine mein har saal ho haazir. May Allah grant us that every year we can go to Madinatul Munawwara. Khuda se ye faryaad karte hain hum. We beg of Allah that grant us this, that we can be by you every year. Bas ae saakinan Madina mujhe, bas oh the people of Madina, please, na bhoolo, guzarish ye karte hain hum. Don't forget us also. You are here, convey our salams every day. Whenever you go to Rozai Mubarak, we should ask them, convey our salams and make dua for us. You are on this honorable ground of Madinatul Munawwara. Ae Akhtar, mere qalb o jaan hain wahan. We all should be such that though we are far from Madina Sharif, but our heart and soul must be there. That it is there all the time. Madine se go door rehte hain hum. Though we are living far from Madinatul Munawwara, but we are our heart and soul should be there. And that is, we should try and make alive the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfill all the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu salam, durood sharif, all this should be part and parcel of our life. And we should try and propagate this, bring it to the notice of other people, may encourage them also, that they also try and follow sunnats, etc. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Kuch Allah ki ishq mein paro.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Radhi wala ka kalam, ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan dekh. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghadab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghadab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu aur apne fazl se mujhe sidq-e-lisan de,
صدق لسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے, ایک خاص شان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو, یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے, ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو, ایسی ہر آن دے, ایسی ہر آن دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو کوئی ہمارے کان میں ایسی قرآن دے, کوئی ہمارے کان میں ایسی فغان دے جس سے ہمارا بنے مو, جس سے ہمارا بنے مو تجھ پہ ہی جان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اور اپنی معرفت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے, اور اپنی معرفت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے ہر ذرہ کائنات کا, ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے, تیرا نشان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے, اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے. جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا, جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے, بس تجھ پہ جان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو آہوں کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمان دے, آہوں کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمان دے. تیرا بیان ہر زمان, تیرا بیان ہر زمان جس سے زبان دے, جس سے زبان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو مالک میری زبان کو ہو سحر بیان دے مالک میری زبان کو وہ سحر بیان دے جو میری بات سن لے جو میری بات سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اختر کو اپنے غم کی ہو مخمور جان دے اختر کو اپنے غم کی ہو مخمور جان دے جو تیرے درد و غم کا جو تیرے درد و غم کا ہم سو بیان دے ہم سو بیان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
جزاکم اللہ ماشاءاللہ. When the Hajis are all there now, inshallah, at Kaaba Sharif, and mashallah, there are quite a few brothers who have learned some ash'ar. May let us all learn, and in tawaf read them also. They are just different there. All Hazrat's ash'ar, and you read them at Multazam while making tawaf, or even just sitting in the haram, in the hatya, in the mataf, and looking at the Kaaba, and we read this, how valuable doesn't it become? And make our zikr also there, and if we're looking at the Kaaba, making our zikr, Allah give us tawfiq to go over and over, and to enjoy the fuyuz and the ruhaniyat which Allah has blessed Muslims with. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Oh Allah, out of your kindness, give us both the worlds. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all the, and the real enjoyment in this world also is to have Allah Ta'ala. If we have got Allah, ek tu mera to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. Everything is mine if we have Allah. May Allah bless us and find that closeness. And Allah Ta'ala, sometimes he also goes a bit in parda. Goes away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that was the hardest on me. When Allah Ta'ala, when one time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just forgot to say insha'Allah. And then wahi stopped for a period. That was the hardest time. He says, more than the people trouble me, etc. That wasn't so hard. All what the people trouble me. But this, that, oh Allah, that you, I haven't got you. قُرْبَ كِي لَذَّتْ جَكَاكَرْ اے خُدَى. Oh Allah, let me taste the enjoyment of closeness with you. رَنْجْدُورِ مَنَا كَرْ پھِرْ مُبْتِلَى. Then don't let me be again in that sorrow of being separated from you. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that closeness of Allah, and it stays with us all the time. Ya Karam, Ya Rab, Karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghadab ka hai, usko aman de. And he who is really, Allah's azab should come on us, but you Allah, you give them peace. That is Allah. Warhamna, ay tafaddal alina bifunoonil ala. Oh Allah, shower your various types of blessings on us. Ma istiqaqina bi afanin al-iqab. Though we are such that the fire of Jahannam should be pouring down upon us. We should be such that the worst azab should come. But Allah is He who sends His rahmat. And when Allah is that kind being, just what one la ilaha illallah, a person who was now in the anger and wrath of Allah, is now immediately in the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has given us that. So we make that effort that this la ilaha illallah, it comes in us, our families, our children, and the more the value of it comes. Like you have a battery, you got the battery, but it's flat. It's not doing any work. It's slightly charged. It works little bit sometimes. Sometimes it goes off more charged. And if it's really properly charged, then it does so much work for you. So this iman is there, but now we have to charge it. And we have to tell our children, our friends, and the whole world's people, at least with duas. Jinn and ins, for them we make dua that Ya Allah bless all. Whether they get it or not, that's Allah's work. Allah will see to it. But we'll get the sawab for that. In any case, we will get our sawab, for we have that concern. And then how much effort we can make? We make effort also. Aur apne fazal se mujhe sidqe lisan de. This is something that may Allah give us a true tongue. So we are such perhaps that we think that if I just get caught here, I'll just tell them this. We're already preparing a lie. We're not on the occasion of lying also. That if the cop stop me, I'll just tell him that. Or we're discussing in the car. If they ask you this, you must just say this here. Lies, we contemplate lies. And so much, a lie is a big sin. It's not a small sin. But we are so much involved in it. How many people say what husband and wife discussion unnecessarily? No necessity and also lying. So much we lie for small, small things. And then this habit comes that perhaps even in the bayan we are lying. Making a bayan and we are lying. We say that somebody told me this, and some people, they prepare the question and they say a letter came from so and so. That's also a lie. You prepare the question and now you're replying to the question. But you say this letter came from so and so. That's also a lie. So in writing bayan also, in deen's work also, we don't realize how much we have got into lying. And we don't think of the punishment of it also. How severe it is to lie and what terrible the punishment is. I'll just repeat that little incident. One Mufti Sahab of Saharanpur, whose son was getting married in Deoband. Marriage, everything finished. They were going back those days, Volkswagen time. And bandits surrounded them and wanted to rob them. So the Mufti Sahab got off and he said, "Don't harm any of us. All our wedding presents, we'll give it to you." He said, "Okay." So they gave everything. Then when he came back again, they took everything. The bride said, "Lucky my diamond ring got saved. Gold ring with a diamond on it." He said, "Give it, we have to give it." She said, "We will sell, mashallah, unless fazal it got saved, the most valuable thing." And he said, "I said, we'll give all the wedding presents. So you have to give it." So he went and he gave it to them. They went a little bit in front. Again they came and surrounded them. Say, "Now what you people want? We gave you everything. One thing got left. That also we gave." They said, "We came in return everything. That you people, we don't want to touch you people. What will happen to us?" So like that, how many? One of our good friends, driving at 200 kilometers per hour at night. They stopped him. Nothing else but they wanted a bribe. He said, "No bribe, no question of it." And then they took him to police station. "You can take me to police station." He said, "I'm going to lock you up. "Lock me up, no problem." They let him go. Truth, asidqo yunji, wal kidbu yuhli. But this is all just for us to talk. But when the time comes, then immediately, as I say, perhaps the time also hasn't come. And we are already preparing a lie. It's so common. Sidqe lisan is a very big thing we should ask Allah Ta'ala. That I must be truthful in this. And many of our friends have got this and they are truthful. How Allah blessed us. Aur apni muhabbat mein, aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. And give me a special way of your love. Maulana Aziz al-Rahman sahab of Peshawar used to come to our country. This year his son came. He also, any time, he just wants to make zikr. Gather all the people. Zikr. In their madrasa, after morning classes, nobody is allowed to go to their rooms. First, they must come to masjid. Make zikr, then they can go. Lot of zikr. So that desire for the zikr of Allah. But we are so negligent in our so basic zikr also. Our tilawat, our zikr, we are so negligent. Ya Rab, mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de, O Allah, give me such a time and such a place jis mein teri hi yaad ho, aisi har aan de, in which only we remember you, O Allah. Give me such a time. Such a time, such a place where I'm only in your remembrance. May Allah give us the enjoyment of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Lizzat-e zikr, Allah, Allah. Or kya asar aho fuga mein. And what enjoyment to cry to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, sometimes when He wants to give that, He brings conditions on a person. Like that you are not turning to Allah Ta'ala. But now when some health problem, financial problem, domestic problem, now you turn to Allah. And when Allah likes your crying, He keeps you more there. Because the minute I'll sort Him out, He'll forget me also. So Allah keeps us, and He loves that you must keep on crying to Him. And He enjoys that. Jis mein teri hi yaad ho, aisi har aan de. Koi hamare kaan mein aisi fughaan de. And somebody put such a whisper in our ears. May something come into us. Jis te hamara har bune muh tujh pe jaan de. In which every hair of ours gives its life for you. May Allah make us like that. And if we are reading this in tawaf, and we are around by Allah, and we are reading this, especially in these days here, many times we think, and we are even given this advice, now you made your one tawaf, give others a chance. You made your one tawaf, you mustn't get injured or something, you have to make the big ibadat of hajj. But in that crowd to be there, and this is the time when Allah's rahmat is also more. And at that time to cry and beg from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make this a reality within us, bless us with this. Aur apni ma'rifat ki mujhe aisi shaan de, and give me such a quality of your recognition. Apne milne ka pata, koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, ey Rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, show me, especially now also, with the trees we are seeing them. But see the leaves which are coming now. From where the branches are black, dark brown or something. Beautiful green leaves are coming out. And soon the blossoms will come out. All this in the mornings, if we can, and you can see sunrise, etc. Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's very easy. The whole place is open and the sun rising, and what a beautiful scene. And not only that, Western tourists will say that what a beautiful scene or breathtaking sight or something. But a mu'min, ya Allah, your qudrat. How? Just now it was all dark. So you couldn't see the horizon also. And now that beautiful pinkish rosy sky that comes, that the color of the sky. And then the clouds sometimes, what colors? How many colors? Allah, who is behind all this? Allah Ta'ala. And free of charge. If you have to pay an artist for his canvas of sunrise, sunset or something, you'll pay so much. But that thing is static. It's only that. And Allah's every moment it's changing. Now the sun is becoming brighter, the clouds are moving, and the birds which are flying are real, not a picture. And the water that's flowing, if it's there, real water flowing. And you're hearing this, but it's not only enjoyment for ourselves, but the recognition of Allah. And Allah has done this on the very big screen. And completely free of charge. And Allah gave us the eyes to see also. And He gave, and you to put it just for us, to just press the right button and click it with Allah. That is all. And once it clicks with Allah, we got Allah Ta'ala. Allah sees my banda has recognized me. Har zarra kainat ka tera nishan de. Every speck, every atom, every outer, oh Allah, let it be such that it gives me your, it directs me towards you. That it shows me where you are. If we're going somewhere, and we want to meet somebody, and on every step there is somebody this way, this way, this way. You are guided. Like this, Allah has made the world for us. Every step, whether at night we close our eyes to sleep, Allah is guiding us to Him. In the morning, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. In the morning when we wake up, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. Allah is guiding us towards it. When you're going toilet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. When we come out, ghufranak. Alhamdulillah illadhi adhhaba anni al-adha wa'af. Everything Allah has made to recognize Him. And that is why we have to go in the company of those who have recognized Allah. Let them open our minds also, our hearts also. And then we also will see it for ourselves. And when we get a bit of it, don't sit with it. You then tell others. Then let others also get it. And yours will be becoming stronger all the time. The more we repeat, the more our lesson we learn. The less we repeat, our lesson becomes weak also. Hafiz al-Quran, the more he makes door, the more his Quran Sharif becomes pakka. Doesn't read at all for a long time. Some people 4 or 5 years they never make tarawih. Now to go and stand again on the musalla is a problem. If you didn't, then you forget. But if we repeat all the time, and this the repetition, the same Quran every year. Those who make Quran khatam once a day in Ramzan, mashallah. It's the same Quran they read, no new Quran Sharif. Your person who is teaching Bukhari Sharif, the same Bukhari Sharif every year, no, nothing new. This is, people like all new things. But the real is the same old lesson, learn that lesson properly. Many people complain, Fazail-e Amal, we heard too much now. Now we are new kitab, no, we have to keep on repeating that. Apna pata de mujhko yun apna nishan de. Oh Allah, show me the address to you. How can I greet you? Where can I find you? Like that person who was sitting in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was saying, Ya Allah, if I knew where you were, I should come and cut your nails for you. I should rub oil in your hair. I should press your hands and legs. I get tired looking after my goats. 40 goats, you, the whole world, you look at how tired you must be getting. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got angry with him. Allah Ta'ala said, Musa, he wants to know me. He's got love for me. Now show him the road to me. So there are many people who have got this great love for Allah Ta'ala. Even Christians, even Hindus, these people have got great love for them. But they need somebody to show them the road. And if Allah can make us the means to show somebody the road to Allah, amongst the Muslims, even amongst the non-Muslims, to direct them to Allah, how happy won't they be? How happy won't Allah be? Allah say the best in the creation are the ulama. And the best in the ulama are those who introduce me to the people. Who tell the people about me and introduce me to them. Allah loves those people a lot. The example of which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives, that if somebody's child got kidnapped, lost or is somewhere, and you went and fetched the child and you took him to the mother, to the father, how happy won't they be with you? So though all the lost people, Allah take us also to him. If somebody takes one banda of Allah, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرٍ نَعْمٍ, better than red camels, which was a prize thing, more better than Rolls Royce or a Chrysler or whatever best car there could be, but that you take one person and you take him to Allah Ta'ala. Jao jahan bhi dil mera bas tujh pe jaan de. Wherever I go, O Allah, let me give my heart on you. For your commandments. Like that it is easy now to talk. But when you are sitting in the aeroplane and the lady next to you, her perfume also you're getting the smell, and she's got such a short dress also on, and then she's also talking to you, and that time jao jahan bhi dil mera bas tujh par jaan de, at that time to give your life for Allah Ta'ala, then it is something else. Or the air hostess, and she comes and put her face right in your face and she talks to you, at that time to control yourself and not have any feelings whatsoever. Her voice also is like that, her perfume also is like that, and when she walks with that style and the of the sound of the shoes, high heels, that also, that is the time a person, it's easy now to talk and listen, But at that time, that is the time when we can see whether we're giving ourselves for Allah or not. Aahu ko mere dard ka wo tarjuman de. And oh Allah, that size of the heart, that love for you, give it that expression. Tera bayan har zama chiste zuban de. For oh Allah, give me that bayan in all times, such a tongue that I can express your love to all the people. Himmat ki meri khaak ko wo aan baan de. And oh Allah, that courage of mine, give it that show, that shine, that luster. Dil ko jo mere shaukat haft aasmaan de. Give my heart the honor, the greatness of the seven heavens. Allah's love, really, when it comes, a person is superior than the malaika also. He leaves everyone behind. Tawfiq ka karam se wo teer o guman de. O Allah, out of your kindness, give me such tawfiq, that teer o kaman de, that bow and arrow, jo har adu se har zama mujhko aman de. From every enemy, give me protection at all times. Malik meri zubaan ko wo sehre bayan de. And this is also to ask Allah. Oh Allah, give my tongue such a magical effect. Once we were in reunion, I asked Hazrat that sometimes we are in a jalsa or some gatherings. Going to be 3-4 speakers, and it comes in your heart, my bayan must be the best bayan. So isn't that pride a new one? So Hazrat asked, what must your deen's talk must be the worst? Mustn't it be the best? It mustn't be the worst. You must, the more you express and bring people to Allah, we make dua that, so oh Allah, give my bayan such a magical effect. Jo meri baat sun le, wo bhi tujh par jaan de. And not for my sake that people must praise me. That give me that, I make such bayan that whoever listens my bayan is prepared to give, he gives his life for you. So that invitation, that is, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Not that he calls to himself. He uses Allah's words, Allah's bayan, but for his own praises. No. Give me that tongue and that bayan that for your deen comes alive. And everyone becomes yours and they turn to you. Whether anyone praises me or not, but they make amal on it. And that if a person, that anyone come tell you, you told us that that time, since that day I'm making amal on that, that should make you happy. Or more than what, or even if they don't tell you, oh what a bayan, very good bayan, that is nothing. But they say, since that day I'm reading Alif Lam Sajda every night. Since that day I'm reading Durood Sharif so much times. That is what really is, that somebody has given his life for Allah Ta'ala. Akhtar ko apne gham ki wo makhmoor jaan de. Oh Allah, give Akhtar for all of us. Give us that that life which is in a trance. Like when a person has drunk liquor, khamar. Now he has become makhmoor, he has become drunk. So give me that, your love. In such a trance, it puts me in such a trance, your love. Jo tere dard o gham ka ho, ka hama su bayan de. And so that I can give such a bayan, what you're expressing your love and your desire, every direction, wherever I go, I just speak about you. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let it become part and parcel of our life, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان الله